Sydney. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has secured a commanding second term in office, delivering a historic victory for the Labour Party in reshaping Australia's political landscape. The result is a major setback for the Liberal National Coalition, whose leader Peter Dutton even lost his own seat. With nearly 90% of votes counted, projections from the Australian Broadcasting Corporation show Labour is on track to win at least 86 seats in the House of Representatives, comfortably above the 76 needed to govern in a majority. The coalition, led by Peter Dutton, is expected to slump to around 40 seats, suffering one of its worst electoral defeats in decades. The election has upended the traditional rhythm of Australian politics, which has often seen voters change governments after just one term. Analysts say the result underscores public fatigue with polarization and a decisive rejection of the Trump-inspired political approach that colored the. The most dramatic moment of the night came with Dutton's personal defeat in Dixon, the Queensland seat he had held for 24 years. Labour's Ali France unseated the opposition leader in a symbolic victory that marked the end of a campaign marked by cultural wedge politics and policy reversals. Dutton's hard-line stances on immigration, public sector cuts, and comparisons to U.S. President Donald Trump had alienated moderate voters. Albanese's campaign focused on economic stability, cost-of-living relief, and climate responsibility. In his victory speech, he vowed to govern with kindness and courage, and to deliver practical solutions, not slogans. "Australians chose hope over fear," he said. International leaders including Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer congratulated Albanese, signalling strengthened ties abroad. At home, the pressure now shifts to delivering on promises with a strengthened mandate.